Welcome to Zichu Mishnah Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today Masechet Brachos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet and Hey. Before we begin, let's do a quick review of what we've done up until now. So we said Masechet Brachos has a total of 9 prakim, and the formula is 3-2-4. The first 3 prakim deal with Kriya Shema, the next 2 prakim, Dalet Hey, deal with Tefillah, and the last 4 prakim deal with Brachos. Then the first Perek Ne'emesai has 5 Mishnayas, and we said the first Mishnah deals with Kriya Shema of Arvis. The Mishnah base deals with Kriya Shema of Shachris. Gimel is then the Derech to say Kriya Shema. Dalet is the Brachos. And Hey focuses on Yetzias Mitzrayim and whether we say it Bolelos. And we said that Perek Aleph and Zichru is an olive tree. And this is a very special Kriya Shema olive tree. It's called the Ashtabi tree. Ayin Shin Dalet Beis Yud. Ashtabi. Arvi Shachris Derech. Brachos and Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then we go to the second pair. It's called Hayakorah B'Torah. It has 8 Mishnahs. We've done 3 so far. So the first Mishnah, Aleph, is Korah B'Torah, the case where someone's reading the Torah, the Parsha of Shema, as he's reading, and the question whether he has kavanah to be yotzi in the mitzvah or not. And in that Mishnah, we have the interruptions that are happening where people are greeting or responding to a greeting. Then Mishnah Beis is Bein HaPrakim. That actually identifies the various breaks between the brachas of Kriya Shema and the Parshios of Shema. And the Mishnah Gimel is Shadlet, 4 different issues that we have to contend with. Shin is Lohishmi Ela Azno, a person didn't hear himself, is that a problem? Dalet, he wasn't Medakdek, he wasn't exact, he sort of mumbled. Lamed is Lemafreya, can you do the Shema out of order? And Tes is Ta'a, he made a mistake, he has to go back to the place that he made the mistake, Shadlet. All right, so now we get to Mishnah Dalet and Hey. So Mishnah Dalet deals with Umnim, workers, who are either up in the tree or up high on a construction site. So can they say Kriya Shema while they're up in the tree or up high on some beam? And the answer is they can when it comes to Kriya Shema, because they only have to have the first pasuk with kavana. But they can't when it comes to Shemoneh Esrei, because Shemoneh Esrei requires more kavana. So Dalet is umnim, and the Mishnah Hey tells us the chasen is patur from Kriya Shema the first night until Mosu Shabbos, until he's done a maitzah. And we have now the introduction of Rabban Gamliel. We're going to have 3 Mishnahs to talk about Rabban Gamliel. In this case, Rabban Gamliel did read Kriya Shema the first night that he got married, because he's not going to stop being mekabel omak shemaim at all. So we have umnim in Mishnah Dalet, hey is chasen. So those are the 2 words you have to focus on. Umnim chasen, today's effort in terms of simanim. And I want to point out, be wary of the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah would like to tell you, hey, this is so easy. Let's wait until Shabbos and I'll get these words down. Don't do that. Now is the time to get those 2 words ingrained in your brain. Dalet is umnim, hey is chasen. Again, Dalet is umnim, hey is chasen. So now we can put it together in terms of a story. So we have the kids coming from the Ashdabi tree, coming to the house in Perek Beis, where the big brother is reading the Torah, and they're greeting him. So he points up to the chart on the wall that has the layout of Bein HaPrakim, and then he tells him when he's finished, it's shoddy to come late. Don't come late. You should have been here earlier. And all of a sudden, they hear an uman outside in a tree say the first pasuk of Shema really loudly, and then he starts to clap because below him, there's a chassan walking by on his way to the chuppah to remind us of the chassan. So the uman is up in the tree saying the first parsha of the Shema, and then he starts to clap up in the tree because the chassan is walking down below. So we have Korah B'Torah, Bein HaPrakim, Shadlet, Umnim, and Chasen. Umnim and Chasen. Now I want to mention that I'm including in the PDF a blank sheet of Simanim. For either if you want to come with your own Simanim, you can use that and just use the outline to do that. Or if you want to use it as a practice sheet, just to practice writing in the Simanim, printing up a few of them, and just practicing writing them in, that's another way to anchor and get the material down really well. So that's included in the PDF, and that's always going to be part of the PDF. All right, so let's do a quick little pop quiz. Which perek do we have the machlokas on how to say Kriya Shema? Would you have to be lying down or not? That's in perek Aleph. That's the Mishnah of Derech. Good. Which perek do we have the question of whether you have to hear yourself say the Shema? That's in perek Beis in the Shadlet Siman. Good. Which perek do we learn about an uman saying Kriya Shema up in a tree? That's in perek Beis. Good. Mishnah Dalet. Good. Which perek do we have a machlokas whether Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned at night? That's in perek Aleph, the last Mishnah, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Good. Which perek do we have the question of someone reading the Torah and reading the Parsha of Shema as he's doing it, and whether he's Yotze, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? That's in perek Beis. Mishnah Aleph. Good. And which perek do we have the breakdown of Bein HaPrakim? That's in perek Beis, the second Mishnah. Good, excellent. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar, Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.